In this bulletin, an aged care home where 11 residents have died of COVID-19 expects more deaths from the virus. Hillary Clinton endorses Joe Biden for the US presidency. And in sport, football players in Spain given the green light to resume training next week. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Federal Aged Care Minister is warning there could be more deaths of elderly people from coronavirus after the loss of another 5 nursing home residents in Sydney. 11 residents from Newmarch House have now died, prompting a discussion between medical experts about how to best manage the facility. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's raised concerns about a lack of communication between relatives of Newmarch residents and the centre's operators.
I can't imagine how distressful that is. Many of us have had a loved one in an aged care home or do have one now, and it would be devastating not to be able to contact them, not to be able to be with them during this distressing time.
New South Wales has confirmed 11 new coronavirus cases overnight, including a young child, as it increases testing rates across the state. The Chief Health Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, says a family cluster has been detected among the new cases and a 4-year-old child has become unwell.
The child attended the Bright Minds Academy Cranbrook Childcare Centre and attended for 2 days whilst that child was infectious. So close contacts have been identified and contact tracing is underway. The centre is now closed.
The Victorian government is providing relief payments to unemployed international students of up to $1,100 during the pandemic. The support package, worth $45 million, is being made available to help international students buy essentials as a one-off emergency payment. Jobs Minister Martin Bakula says there are more than 150,000 international students living in Victoria and many are not eligible for federal government support.
When the COVID-19 crisis is over, there will be enormous competition for international students. Many of these students do not have to come to Victoria. They can go to other parts of this country, they can go to Canada, the UK, the USA, and I think the kind of experience that we provide to them and the kind of messages they send home is a very important part of having international students learn at our institutions. It's great for our community, for our vibrant multiculturalism.
A Reuters tally shows that more people have died from COVID-19 in the United States than the number of lives lost during the Vietnam War. More than 58,000 people have died from the virus in the US so far, and the number of confirmed cases has topped 1 million. Authorities expect the actual number of cases to be higher because shortages of trained workers and materials have limited the number of tests that can be done. About 30% of cases are in New York State, followed by New Jersey, Massachusetts, California, and Pennsylvania. The first woman from a major political party to become a United States presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, is endorsing Democratic candidate Joe Biden in his campaign for the White House. Hillary Clinton announced her support for the former vice president and 6-term senator during a town hall live stream, arguing Joe Biden has been preparing for the role for a lifetime. Hillary Clinton says it's time for a change in leadership and for the Democratic presidential candidate to take office.
So I've been not only a colleague of Joe Biden's, I've been a friend, and I can tell you that I wish he were president right now, but I can't wait until he is, if all of us do our part to support the kind of person that we want back in the White House.
In sport, football players in Spain will resume individual training next week, with La Liga set to restart in June. The Spanish government declared basic practice for professional athletes will be permitted on Monday as part of a staged reduction in coronavirus measures. But the French rugby and football leagues have been cancelled, with the government banning all big sporting events until September. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 22. Adelaide, showers with possible heavy falls and 16. Rain for Melbourne, 19 degrees. Showers developing in Hobart, 20. Canberra, rain periods, 19. Wollongong, a little rain later and 23. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, similar conditions, 28. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, sunny as well, top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.